This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now from Gun Owners of America is the Barefoot Defender, Stephen Williford. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, and it's a great one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. When you guys are out there, it's always nice to watch you guys hand their heads back to them on a plate. Recently, you decided to roll into the glitzy city of New York and have a little fun with them. Tell me about this.
Well, after the Bruin decision happened, and the Bruin decision said that to bear arms meant to carry arms, and that all these states like New York that were may issue states had to be shall issue states. So the governor of New York, or Mayorkas, or whatever her name was, she decided that, okay, then you had to turn over like the last 5 years of your social media, you know, and there was certain places you couldn't carry and stuff. And the Gun Owners of America, please find us at gunowners.org and sign up. We filed a lawsuit against it and just recently got totally overturned, you don't have to turn over your social media for them to decide whether you're good enough to carry a gun or not. Their recommendation was is you had to, any privately owned property, you had to have express written consent to be able to carry there from the property owner, which meant that basically, you couldn't carry anywhere on any restaurant or anything unless you knew the owner. That got taken away. And also, and this is a very important one to me, they were trying to ban anyone from carrying at churches and synagogues. And that was overturned also.
Now, this was part of the whole thing that we called, or I called, the Bruin response laws that they came out with, right? This is where they got out there, and I mean New York especially, they were the object of the particular target with the Bruin decision.
Absolutely, yeah. They didn't like the Bruin decision, and they wanted to, okay, fine, then we'll limit where you can carry in, and we can also put in there that you have to turn over your social media, and if there's something on it we don't like, then we can restrict your gun ownership and your ability to carry because you exercise your First Amendment rights.
Right. So with that, with what you just got here, is this going to be one of those things where they're going to appeal it and you guys are going to have to fight the appeal, or will this actually go to the Supreme Court now?
Sure, they'll appeal it. They always will. But while the appeal process is going, everything moves forward. It's written as such, so it all moves forward until it gets through. And we don't know whether they will appeal it directly to the Supreme Court or they'll go to the Second Circuit. And the Second Circuit is, you know, the full Second Circuit. So we don't know what it'll be, but if it goes to the full Second Circuit and they overturn this judge's, the three-judge panel decision, then we will appeal it. It'll go to the Supreme Court.
I think they call that en banc, right? Are they requesting an en banc review?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
And then if the Second Circuit upholds it, then you guys would appeal it to the Supreme Court, right?
Well, so if they uphold the decision,
oh,
then
my bad.
They would have to appeal it. Yes. Yes, because it has been overturned.
Right. Well, that would be most entertaining. Now, I sort of wonder.
So it is just excellent that our lawyers are out there doing this. And again, please go to gunowners.org and sign up. If you're wondering what we're doing for your state, look it up and find out. We're actually working in all of them, like got Prop 114 overturned in Oregon and, you know, just all kinds of things like that. And Illinois, we got a judge to agree with us on the assault weapons ban, and in California too. Now all those have been appealed, and they will move forward. But you know, if we win one of these with the assault weapons ban at the federal level, and it goes all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court agrees with us, then it overturns assault weapons ban throughout the nation.
Right.
And that's what we're hoping for. We're hoping to move it right to the Supreme Court. We're sure that if the Supreme Court hears, they will agree with us. And we will have a great victory, and we'll be dancing in the street.
Well, you be sure and get some video of that dance in the streets. There's some people I like to see dancing in the streets. Now, normally, in these states where you don't have, and I hear you talking about what's happening in your state and everything else, do you have state chapters in all these states nowadays?
We have, GOA is in every state in the nation.
Right.
Now, there's some states that we have regional directors over the states, and there's some states that have their own directors over them. But again, we fight the fight in all 50 states, and we don't care. We're in the fight to win it, and please go to gunowners.org and sign up and help us with these fights. Find out. You can go to Gun Owners, find out who your representative is in your state at gunowners.org. Find out the representative and go sign up to help. We need volunteers. We need to get you on the email so that we can send email blasts out so you will know when to go to your state capital. Excuse me. And fight these things.
Yep. You need to clear your throat a few times there, Stephen.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, it's important that you get in the fight. And we are in the fight.
Yeah, Gun Owners of America is always in the fight. That's the thing. That's the thing that I don't think some people take into account when you're looking at some of these organizations, is whether or not they are actually active in the fight. And I think a lot of people, and I want to ask you about this in the next segment, because it's not true, of course, but I think a lot of people probably look at Gun Owners of America now, and they've only just found out you guys exist. And I'll explain that. I'll explain that in the next segment. But I mean, once again, tell everybody how to find Gun Owners of America, if you would.
Go to gunowners.org.
And join.
Gunowners.org.
I think for $25, you become an annual member, and as an annual member, that $25, they're going to use that, and they're going to send people out like Stephen Stambley and I don't remember young Mr. Olson's first name, but those guys, they're going to go out there and they're going to do the work that Stephen is describing. On a regular basis, they're doing that work. So go join them, gunowners.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Yeah.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Stephen Williford from Gun Owners of America. Now, back in the day, Stephen, when I was doing some stuff with Gun Owners of America, nobody knew who they were, and they all thought Larry Pratt was the president of the NRA. Were you involved with them at any point during that time?
Well, I've been a member of GOA for a very long time.
Right.
I've been an employee of GOA for past probably 2.5 years.
Okay.
But I've been involved. So I take the shotgun approach with the NRA, the GOA, Second Amendment Foundation, TSRA. I just sign up for all of them because I believe in the shotgun approach and anything we can do to fight for our rights. But I see who fights the hardest out of all of them is the GOA, and that's why I choose to work for the GOA.
Right.
Is because we're making a difference where some of the rest of them aren't making as much of a difference as we are. And we believe in no compromise. We don't believe in negotiating rights away. There's no negotiation anymore. We got our backs against the wall. We are fighting harder than anyone else, not only to preserve the rights that we still have, but to take back the rights that we have lost. And people don't understand how much we've lost. You know, and the GOA is aware of that, and we're fighting for that. We're trying to take those rights back. Remember when people used to carry guns to school and the headache rack on their truck?
Yep.
You know?
I was going to school when that was happening.
And today that could never happen. You know, what's changed in this world is attitudes and you know, kids in their basements playing with video games and stuff. It's time to get back to what this country was founded as. It's time to do away with gun-free zones. 93% of shootings happen in gun-free zones. And it's ridiculous, and we need to do something about that.
Well, the thing that I like about Gun Owners of America is when, in my time with them, which was in from 2012 to 2015, whenever something happened, Larry Pratt would take every interview that was offered to him, even if he was going into a hostile interview. And he knew it was going to be hostile. He would go into those knowing that he was going to get hammered. And then he would go in there and just be Larry Pratt, which I'm sure Eric does a very good Larry Pratt impression himself. But, I mean, he would always step up and take it for the right. Where back in that day, back during that time, whenever something would happen, NRA would have to get together and have a conference before they put out a statement. So the first statement is, we're putting together our statement. Larry would be out there right on the spot. Right as soon as it happened, he'd be right there.
You know, Eric Pratt is one of the most humble, kind men that I know. He's just, and he just knows all his facts and stuff, and he's not shaken by anybody. He's always the most courteous person that you will ever meet.
Right.
A strong Christian man, good Christian family, and I'm honored to work with people such as Eric Pratt. I really don't know Larry Pratt that well, but Eric is showing a distinct characteristic of a good upbringing.
Yeah.
Well. So, you know, I know Eric better than I know Larry, but
sure.
He came up in a great family.
Yeah,
well, I mean, can tell you that.
Larry would always tell me, he'd be like, when I'm gone, you guys are going to be getting an upgrade. So that's the way he described Eric, was that Eric was the upgrade. Which, I'll say this, Eric has taken Gun Owners of America to a level that Larry could not take him to.
Gun Owners of America and the board and stuff, and we are conscious about where we spend the members' money.
Right.
We are the best bang for your buck.
Yep.
When they sign up, they ask me a lot of times, do I get a magazine? No, you don't get a magazine, but what you do get, you genuinely get in the fight. Your money makes a difference in the fight. And we count our bean. We got our bean counters that make sure that it's spent for the fight, and that's what's important. And that's what our members need to know too. As we spend money on lawyers and research and stuff, and we're making a difference. We're the ATF hates us because we are hammering the ATF in every way possible.
Yep.
And we're winning. And that's the deal. If we weren't winning, the ATF wouldn't care so much. But they know that we're winning.
They got big problems with you guys, no doubt about that. They do know you're winning, and you guys fight the states, you fight the ATF, you fight the feds. Very effective. I mean, the reason we don't have universal background checks today is because of Gun Owners of America in 2013, when that vote was coming to a head. Gun Owners of America went out there and sent out an email blast, and the Senate was besieged with phone calls about universal background checks. That particular day, the thing that got the most votes was national reciprocity.
We just sent out, and Gun Owners of America members on the new ruling that the ATF did, they were asking for letters about whether you should be ATF had a new ruling that they are trying to force on us, where if you're going to sell a gun at all, you have to be a gun dealer.
Right.
And, so we sent out and we got 85,000 letters to go to the ATF to try to stop this. Gun Owners of America by far got more people to send in letters against this than any other organization. I think one other organization, the closest, had like 40,000. We had 85,000 letters go to try to stop this ruling the ATF is doing. That's where your money comes in. That's where, you know, we let people know what's going on, and we can encourage them to sign up and fight in the fight. And we send out the email blast so you know what's going on and how to fight. Someone said, I don't have to be a part of an organization to fight. And that's true. You can go down to your state capitol and you can fight. But when we're organized together, we have a louder voice.
Yeah. And
please go to gunowners.org and sign up.
Steven? Thank you for taking the time to join me today and for shifting the way you did and everything. Stephen had to shift. We were supposed to talk yesterday and because of me, we could not. And I'm glad everything is going well and that you found out that you got a negative result today. I'm very thankful for that as well.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA News Update. The federal election interference case against former President Donald Trump in Washington has been temporarily stayed by U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan while the immunity question is answered. Trump's lawyers sought the stay, although special counsel Jack Smith's team had opposed a complete halt. House Republicans are considering initiating contempt proceedings against the president's son, Hunter. Republican Congressman James Comer said that the investigation pertains to public corruption at the highest levels of government.
We have specific questions for the president's son. He does not get to dictate the terms of this subpoena.
Hunter announced outside the Capitol today he will not comply with a Republican subpoena regarding his business dealings. Refinancing applications for mortgages have surged by almost 20%, propelled by rates dropping to their lowest level since July. The average 30-year fixed mortgage rate dipped to 7.07% last week. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. Joining me now from InvestUSA.org and American Thinker is Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Always a privilege, Bill. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. So I know of all the people that I deal with, Michael talks about the most stuff. And I know you've got something lined up, so surprise me with what you got lined up. What you got lined up?
Well, there's an awful lot going on, that's for sure. But I will tell you some of the biggest issue, of course, most frustrating issue, is I want to kind of let your listeners know what's going on in Texas so they can understand how this is happening across the country and the effect it's having on our law enforcement communities nationwide. We have prosecutors. This one's name is Joseph Garza, who are fully funded by George Soros. Now, if you don't recognize the name, that's fine. Just put George Soros and far left-leaning ideology in the same sentence, and
right,
you'll understand it.
Right.
Of course, George is a little worse. He's using his billions, he's a billionaire, to try to fundamentally change America and remove our freedoms and make it a third world country. Well, he has funded prosecutors. When I say funded, he's been the key responsible person for providing the campaign financing for countless prosecutors all across the country. He's just trying to put them everywhere he can. One that he helped get elected was in Austin, Texas, is Joseph Garza. And here's the sad part of the story, that giving your listeners background, is 8 months ago, there was a, what I call rioting, they call protest. Why do I call it rioting? Black Lives Matter and Antifa were there. They were using Molotov cocktails, Now, for those not understanding what Molotov cocktails are, I'll give you the kind of abbreviated version. You basically take a bottle, something of some sort, a glass bottle, fill it full of kerosene or diesel, put a lighter cloth to use as a lighter at the opening, set it on fire, throw it. So two things happen. Either it bursts and bursts into flames where whatever hits, or the fuse gets down into the diesel or whatever might be and blows the bottle. Either way, it's not a good thing to have hit you. So they're using Molotov cocktails. They're battering law enforcement officers. They're assaulting citizens. They're trying to take over a police station. So the police chief does what I probably would have been much more stern than he was, but he orders the SWAT teams to use rubber bullets. Now, you know, rubber bullets won't kill you, but it's kind of like getting hit with a paintball. It won't do any permanent damage, but it'll leave a welt and it'll stain. Well, they were very effective, and they broke up the riot. They all went home. They decided that BLM thought they would sue. They didn't think they'd have a case. So instead of filing any civil suits, they just suddenly, the prosecutor holds a press conference and says, well, look, I believe that was abuse and battery and assault by the law enforcement officers on these poor protesters. I'm going to indict. He indicted 21 of them, the police officers who were just following orders. And today, he holds the announcement that 17 of those 21 charges are being dropped, and probably the other four will probably be dropped in the next day or so. His explanation was, of course, he never had a case, and why did he not have a case? Not only did the agency, Austin PD, do its own internal investigation, state agency did an investigation, other local jurisdictions came over to the jurisdictions. They exonerated 100% the actions of the police officers. That was what they actually were doing, their job, their duty. But by this solicitor indicting them, of course, the 21 gets suspended, so they're losing their pay for the last 8 months. They're having to hire their own lawyers to answer to defend. Basically, he destroyed 21 lives. And he sent a very clear message to anyone in that area. If you don't agree with me, I'll use the judicial system to go after you, to destroy you. And we've seen that not just here, but prosecutors that are liberal, that have been funded by George Soros, do that quite often across the country. And here is the result. So you have the prosecutor saying, well, guess I made a mistake, but you also feel good about it, because I just proved that I won't let anybody be able to go to the law. And I will make sure that we go after anyone I feel like has been wrongly done and seek justice. He didn't seek justice, Bill. He destroyed 21 cops' lives. He should be held accountable for that. I told people on the air, been telling them all across the country today, the one that needs to go to jail is the prosecutor. He abused the system, prosecutorial misconduct. They never had a case, destroyed lives. And it's not just Austin, Texas that I'm worried about. It's the message you're sending across the country. You know, it's bad enough to be a cop as it is now today. You don't pay anything. You get characterized as a racist, bad person, no respect, no equipment, and you put your life on the line. Why would you want to be one? Now you don't just put your life on the line. Now you run the risk of being arrested for doing your job and destroying your family and everything else. What a mess.
Where was the mayor on this? Where was the chief of police on this? Where was the supervisors, the frontline supervisors of those cops? None of those guys got, did any of them get indicted as well?
No. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
The chief of police and their supervisors were all behind their guys. This is something politically motivated they want to have. The mayor in Austin has become a Democratic-controlled blue city. Texas is a red state, but Austin is a blue city, very predominantly so. And so the mayor and all are backing the prosecutor. And we have to rein in and control these police, and sometimes we have to take actions and send a clear message that we're going to be watching your every move, and you'll be held accountable for anything you do. Making it sound as if cops consistently do nothing but make mistakes and go after people and do it in the name of justice. They're just creating a bad scenario, a bad situation that will end badly for American citizens. because we're quickly getting to the point, Bill, where nobody wants to wear a badge.
That's going to be a big problem, isn't it, going forward? How long do you think? How long do you think this reputation in these? Some, I mean, it's not just affecting these cities where they're defunding and demoralizing these cops on a regular basis. Cops in cities where that isn't happening look at that, and they don't want to be cops there as well, aren't right? Am I right about that?
No, you're correct. And here's something to back up your statement. The National Association of Police Chiefs and the National Law Enforcement Society are predicting a minimum of 5 years, possibly 10, to undo the damage that has been done. In other words, let's just say, we use a classic example. You had 100 officers before all this started. You need 100 officers, 110 officers. You're down to, say, 70 or 86. That's about where we're at. It will take you 5 to 10 years minimum to get built back up, assuming that things start changing immediately. As long as it stays this way, we're going to keep going worse, not better.
Right. It's going to take a while to get back that lost. I guess it would be trust, because if you're a police officer is completely and totally dependent on his chain of command to back him, isn't he? Without that, he's just out. He's almost like a loose cannon, and makes me wonder how any of them would actually go out.
And the sad part about it is they've worked it to the position now to where even if your supervisor, your chief is backing you, if the prosecutor goes after you, it doesn't make any difference. They're going to get you anyway. And that's what's happening.
Michael, of course, is the center and behind everything that happens at investusa.org. And what this is he goes out and he finds, and I mean, I've looked at some of his stuff. He has some really good vests, really well designed, because the vests that law enforcement officers wear, they wear all day long, every day, all day. So it has to be two things. It has to be three things. It has to be functional. It has to be comfortable. It has to be effective. And Michael, has given away 11,000 plus vests of this type to law enforcement and to the canine colleagues as well, and that goes on very shortly. He's going to say that's actually top 12,000, Bill, and he probably already has. Yeah, so I mean, that's what Michael does. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Is Lock and Load. We're talking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org and from American Thinker, where he is a writer as well. And now Hunter Biden, the resident's son, he has been indicted. What does this mean?
Let me give you a quick background and overview. In 2017, Hunter Biden's computer was taken to a work repair place, and he just left it, refused to pay the bill. So the person obviously checked it and saw all this classified and very sensitive material on it, called the FBI, as he should have. The FBI came, picked it up. So the FBI had it in their possession since 2017. They ran it by Bill Barr, who was the Attorney General at the time under Trump. Bill looked at it and said, well, I don't know if it's that big of a deal. Send it over to David Wise, who's the U.S. Attorney for Delaware. Now, understand, David Wise was a law partner with Joe Biden's son, knows Joe Biden and is almost as good as if he were one of his own sons. He looked at it, sat on it. What was on that computer? Oh, tons of things. What was basically, they're breaking the category, all the money that Hunter Biden collected from foreign governments. What was he selling? Access to his dad, who was the vice president at the time. Proof that the access wasn't just, you know, a photo op, that we actually changed foreign policy to accommodate their requests. So basically it's treason. He sold the position of the vice presidency. And here's why I put this little tidbit in here, by the way. Also, the vice presidency really is not worth anything.
Right.
Yeah, you think about the approval of the president. So the fact that policy was changed shows you what? Obama had to sign off on it.
That's right.
And was very confident that he knew everything that was going on. He is just as corrupt, or even more so, than Joe Biden. So they sat on it. Finally, there became an outcry in the 2020 election. Don't you have a computer? What are you doing with it? Well, the public began to get to want some answers. So David Wise takes a look at it. He says, oh, well, I think we can find on here. We find evidence that Hunter Biden got a gun, purchased a gun, and lied on the application that he had not been involved with drugs when he had. That's a felony. We'll go after that. What about all the taxes and the money coming to her? No, all that's past the statute of limitations. It's been sitting too long. We can't do anything with it. So they do this gun deal. They're going to charge him. Then he plea bargains. He gets a plea bargain with the U.S. attorney. To basically get a slap on the hand, not even declare himself guilty on that. And no penalties at all. The federal judge looks at that and says, we've never seen a deal, sweet deal like that before. We're not going to accept it. So that throws it into a tizzy. Now that it's into a tizzy, suddenly Merrick Garland, who has been publicly saying, hey, David Weiser, the U.S. attorney, can do anything he wants to prosecute this case anywhere in the country. We find out that that wasn't true. That he had David Weiser and said, look, the money that he received for these services, he received when he was in California. So the U.S. attorney in California has to file the indictments on that issue. The issue of him representing foreign governments, because that's called FRICA. And FRICA stands for the Foreign Relations, you know, the registry.
Right.
You can't lobby for a foreign government unless you register in the U.S. government. It's a federal crime. So it's not a misdemeanor. It's a felony. Well, Hunter never did any of that. And he took millions of dollars from China, from Ukraine, from others. We know for a fact Ukraine got some back work. They fired the prosecutor that was going after Hunter's employer, Burisma. So we know there's a quid pro quo. Anyway, because of all the hoopla, suddenly California comes out and says, okay, we're going to cooperate. We're going to take a look at it. Well, a couple of days ago, they announced their findings. We're going to indict Hunter on 9 different indictments. All 9 are dealing with taxes. In other words, he did bring in millions and millions of dollars, spent it on hookers, strip clubs, escort services, fast cars, but nothing else. He didn't pay any taxes. So we're going to go after him because of that. They issued 9 indictments. 6 of them are misdemeanors, which means basically they can be plea bargained away to nothing. Excuse me. 3 of them are felonies. Well, out of those 3 felonies, you're going to find out here in the future, as in dealing with taxes, they're going to be able to, the defense is going to claim, hey, don't you remember Delaware? And the statute of limitations right now. So while it looks like they're doing something, they're trying to convince the American people, see, we're going after Democrats the same as you are Republicans. We are a very just Justice Department. Nothing can be further from the truth.
Right.
They have set this thing up to make it look like they're doing something, when at the end of the day, Bill, nothing will happen, and of any consequence to any value, unless, see, now the FBI has something over Joe Biden again. If they want something done and Joe refuses to cooperate, you're going to see this suddenly get nasty, and they're going to try to force Joe out. If he does what they tell him to do, they're going to just continue to ignore it. What a horrible way to have the President of the United States being held hostage because of his corruption. Isn't that amazing?
Well, you know, not so. I mean, the FBI, what I know about the FBI, you know, with J. Edgar Hoover was a big gatherer of information.
That's for sure.
And he supposedly had his little drawers full of, you know, that he would use as his chips in the big poker game so he could direct certain things and everything else. And that's supposedly what was going on with that. So it doesn't surprise me they're trying to do it with that. But here's my question about this. With this the way it is right now, with what we've got going on with the January 6th people, with what we've got going on with Israel, with what we've got going on with Ukraine, is all of this sort of a diversionary tactic that for the media to parade out there so that the rest of America looks away from the other things?
It is very much so. I mean, there's no question what you're saying is accurate, Bill. Here's what they're attempting to do. They put out what they think will grab your attention, what the consequences being the way they want them to be. So in other words, okay, we're upset. You know, there's been accusations of corruption. Guess what? That's on everybody's mind. We're going to follow that. We'll put Hunter. How about throwing him under the bus, half under the bus, so we can pull him back out when we need to. Make you think things are going on. That way you'll be so wrapped up with that story, you won't pay attention to what's happening in Ukraine. You won't pay attention to what's happening on other points in the campaign. So once you lose interest in this story, they'll find another one to get your attention to where they want it to be, not on the main thrust of America.
In the interim, while the FBI, I can see why the FBI would want to do this, but this is presupposing that Biden's going to be president again in the next term, which, you know, looking at the polls and everything, Trump's sort of handing him his lunch on that one. And I hear all the stuff about them stealing the election again. I don't think it's a logistical logistically feasible for them to do it the same way because too many people are looking now. But in the event that it isn't Biden, this will be one of those things where then they're just going to drop it, aren't they? They're just going to drop it and just everything will just vanish unless Trump picks it back up.
There's no question that they're going to attempt to drop anything. Here's what I want to tell your listeners. The deep state is what we'll call them, the far left. They don't care about Joe Biden, per se. They care about power, the office of the presidency. If they feel like Joe Biden can keep helping deliver and keep that, then that's what they're going to do. They're going to protect him any way they can. If they begin to feel like he's a liability, which maybe they're hinting at very strongly now, then suddenly they will do what's necessary to cut him loose, let him go after him, you know, let him go after Hunter, et cetera, so that we can get him stepped aside so we can put somebody else in and hopefully have a better chance of retaining the power of the office of the presidency.
This is a quick yes or no, but we're going to be talking again, so we can explore this a little deeper tomorrow if you want to. Is it more important to go after the deep state or after Hunter Biden, which is a symptom of the deep state?
No, it's more important to go after the deep state to eliminate it.
Yeah.
And the problem, I'll leave you with this, because I know we're closing. The problem with that statement is the deep state is very deep. We're talking about the Clintons, the Obamas, currently the Bidens. I mean, it runs so deep with CIA, FBI, et cetera, that, you don't realize how bad it is until you really get to look underneath the hood.
Could one president possibly make a difference?
I believe he can. And I will tell you this. I believe only Trump is able to do so.
Right.
Why is that? Because he has the wherewithal to be able to withstand it. And I'll leave you with this particular thought.
Make it quick.
Any other president, would be, as Trump, happened to Trump, getting sued, you know, left and right, et cetera, wouldn't be able to have the finances to withstand his own defense. I mean, Trump lost almost $2 billion.
Yeah.
As president.
Yeah.
Because nobody else could afford to do that.
Yeah. Trump can take it. Thank you for joining me, Michael Letts. Find him at investusa.org and on American Thinker. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Three.